You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
We've got an open border. We've got an open shared border, north and south. And at some point, okay, if the government is not willing to do something, okay, it's, you know, last time I checked, the government is supposed to be by the people and for the people. So I would just put that out there to everybody to not only see Sound of Freedom, but also, you know, stand up and do something, get involved. And
volunteer.
It affects each and every one of us, especially now, the children.
Sure. I want to know this about the Visionary School of Arts. Now, Lynn Barletta, I don't even know anything about you. I think I know that you're married. I know that you're an artist. Are you a mom?
I have four boys and I have four grandchildren, and I'm your age.
Congratulations. Now, how did you?
I've been a pastor since 2001. I come from a long line of missionaries and evangelists. And,
you come from a lineage of missionaries. I'm going to tell you something. I know you probably know this. They have done a study of the lineage of missionaries. And I don't understand. God said he will bless many generations. Anybody that's been a missionary, I've yet to see their offspring, their children or their children's children, not be blessed, actually, even financially, and just blatantly blessed of God.
Yes, and we see it. We see it in our family. In fact, missionaries, my nephew, my brother, pastors, and we're all coming together in Colorado next week, and very excited to meet with one another and pray together as a family. So
wow.
Yes, this is all come down through the generations.
How did you? I need to know this, and I think people want to know: is how did you, Lynn Barletta, get involved in this this whole thing with sex trafficking?
My brother is a missionary into all of Southeast Asia, and he travels quite a bit to India. And you know, anybody that thinks Buddhism and Hinduism is romantic, you ought to see the Buddhist priests in the little villages all over India with their little child prostitutes and see the results of this kind of religion. But anyway, that was a
hold on, hold on. No, I got a story. Hold on. No, I want to punctuate that.
Okay.
Saw this recently. This guy was a Buddhist monk, and he got sick and he died. A number of days later, they got the funeral pyre, I guess they call it, where they have the flames coming up, and he's laying there dead. He comes back to life.
Oh no.
And he says, Buddha is in hell. The Christians have it right.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus is Lord. This guy comes back from the dead.
Wow.
Proclaiming that Buddha is in hell.
Well, that's the truth. He is in hell. And the results of Buddhism and Hinduism is very clear in the East. And now my brother is overseer for Fourth Square Missions for all of Southeast Asia with his wife. And they've been on the mission field for 40 years.
I want to meet him, please, when he comes to America.
Well, he can't. And the reason is the communists know who he is. He will be persecuted if he goes into India. And we can't say his name. We can't do that.
So yeah, the man that runs the First Central Assembly of God, who's, I can't remember right now his name, but his son is doing a lot of work in China. And and he said, but they can't talk about it. They had to turn off all the TV cameras at the church on a Sunday for the son to come up and say anything because we helped out a Chinese young man come to our house, and then I gave him a book by Strobel on how to, you know, about Christianity, and then he told me when he got back to China in Beijing that he had become a Christian.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I hope he's okay. But after he got married, he married a Christian girl, he said. And we did this. Maybe we shouldn't have done it. So we talked to him and got information. We took the pictures. We put him on the front cover with him kneeling down in front of his bride at the day of their wedding. And we put it on the front cover. Now we've not heard from him since. And we're worried, did we do a disservice to him by, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, we give my brother a lot of prayer cover, and knowing that God has his time for everything. And, but you had asked me another question, and now we got off on that, and I don't remember what it was, but, you know,
how you got involved. Maybe I asked you how you were getting involved. And
yeah. When I was 30, I, having grown up a Christian, but I went wayward for a while. And when I was 30, I just handed the reins over to Jesus. And it's just been this amazing ride ever since. And there's no more exciting way to live. There's no more wonderful way to live than trusting the Lord. Amen. And I gave my life to him. It was surrender. It was real surrender. Up to that point, I was sure that if I surrendered, he was going to, because I had missionaries in my lineage, I thought he was going to send me to China, and I was going to have to dig ditches, and there would be a whole lot of chores that I was going to have to do for God. And I dreaded all of that. But I finally surrendered and said, all right, if you want me to go to China, I'll go. And I gave it to him, never realizing what he really had in mind for me and how much of the art would be involved with the kingdom of God and how wonderful that would all be, and all the children. It is just, it's been amazing.
Wow. This is, I'm an artist, by the way, also, I'd like to see your art someday, and I'd like you to see my art. I don't know much.
You can find visionaryschoolofarts.org. You can see the children's work. We do two giant shows a year. Press has been all over. That mural we did went across the nation. And great. The children have won over 600 local, national, and international awards since 2010 for their art and leadership, because we combine leadership and arts together. And this is what we do with children and at-risk children. And now it's all translated into for trafficked children, too. And so it's just been a wonderful journey to watch the school grow from 5 children in the back room of my office to what it is today.
You know, you said you had the vision of the parch, the parchment, the vision.
Scroll.
And I will say this, because there are people that will hear this that won't believe, well, that's their business. But I will say, when I was first born again, I woke up in the night with my eyes open, and I was traveling through space and all the stars. I'm looking around going, oh, this is, I mean, I'm awake, seated up in my bed, going by me. And finally, there was one star that remained lit, and the star became a key. And then a cross, excuse me, a cross formed around the key, and then it disappeared. So I'm thinking, what does this mean? Oh, the cross is the key to eternity. The reason I'm bringing this up now is to punctuate that if somebody out there should think you're some kind of a nut because you had this vision, no, I've had a vision too, and I'm just a regular guy. So I just think it's wonderful. Are you sharing that vision specifically with other people, or people like me, or anybody that's on the team? Or
the whole tactical plan is written, and I'm happy to email it to you. I'm happy to send it to you. It's how I train my presenters. This is what you're going to be trained to do, and this is what you're going to go out and do. And it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's just, you're going to follow the protocol, and we're going to do what the Lord has laid out for us to do in the way that he's done it. And awareness and presentations and prayer is a huge part of that. Forming liaisons with law enforcement is a huge part of that. And then going to our county and city commissioners all over the state of Florida, it's all a part of the plan.
Now, is Florida Faith Alliance a program, or is that the name of your church?
So, no, I have, the church is called Visionary Centers International, or Visionary Church. And it is the umbrella 501c3 that houses Florida Faith Alliance and also houses Visionary School of Arts.
Wow.
Originally, it housed another organization that I began called Catch the Wave of Hope, but they now have their separate 501c3, and they're just on a different track, but they are also fighting child trafficking.
Oh, they are. So listen, so somebody, we're about out of time. If somebody listening to this podcast or this broadcast, it'll be delayed, and also on WCNO 89.9 FM. How do people get in touch with you, Pastor Lynn Barletta?
Well, through Florida Faith Alliance, you can contact us, And we also, if you have a tip or something like that to turn in, let me give you the phone number. You can contact us directly. You know, there's a national hotline, but we are finding that if we can turn it over instantly to local law enforcement that have been trained in this, it's just faster. So 888-670-4638 is our, you can either call or text, and it goes right to our line, and we'll get back with you right away. And then if you go to floridafaithalliance.org, you can contact us there. But as I said, we are doing an awareness presentation at Apostle Trevor Banks Church in Fort Pierce this Saturday, 4 to 6. And it is Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. That's a long one.
Okay. So,
and then another one, July 24th at Grace Place in Martin County.
Right. All right. Well, the most important thing is to get out the numbers and the addresses, because this will live a long time on the podcast, and it could be 5 years from now. And so that's not specific. So they want to know what's happening whenever they, you know, it's on demand. So that's why I tend to ask people not to give specific dates, but it's okay that you did that. The young people don't care, as long as they can get in touch with you. So the name of the movie is
Sound of Freedom.
And it'll change your life. It'll change your whole perspective on this. And just like the lady who wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin helps emancipate slaves, so too we can. This might be the catalyst to emancipate people and children, a lot of children, from a sexual slavery. And it's happening. And it's hard to, I mean, when they told me that they arrested a whole group in Vero Beach, Florida, a few years ago, the former Sheriff Lohr, I mean, I thought it was incredulous. I said, oh, come on. And it was above a restaurant over near the patio restaurant. It wasn't at the patio, but another one. And I thought, this happens in little, nice little Vero Beach. And then I thought about, who are the creeps walking around that are the Johns?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
But God is also teaching Rhett that those Johns can also be redeemed and set free from the bondage they're in. So everybody who's alive has a chance to repent and be set free through the blood of Jesus Christ and by surrendering. So thank you very much, Lynn Barletta, for coming on so soon. Again, I know you were on recently, but you know, I wanted you to talk about this movie, and we wish you the best. And thanks for all the good that you're doing. Lord bless you. And Michael, thank you for getting Lynn to come on again, okay?
Thank you, Rhett. God bless you,
Michael.
Both.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Okay, keep on keeping on.
Stay on the line with Noah.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Jesus.